From the 1790s, two things happened to turn Goya into the artist so admired today. One was a mysterious illness, possibly lead poisoning from his paints, that left him deaf. That caused him to look inwards. His paintings began to deal with beliefs and transgressions. A great colourist, his canvases became almost monochrome, dominated by blacks and browns. One series denounced violence against women. Paintings now in the Academy detailed fanaticism in flagellants and the Inquisition, the phenomenon of witchcraft, the plight of prisoners and fantasies of the madhouse that mocked the normal world. Goya also became a prolific printmaker. In Los Caprichos, or the Caprices, he lampooned the church and social hypocrisies. The second turning point was the French Revolution, with which he sympathized, and Napoleon's invasion of Spain and the long Peninsular War that followed. The ensuing brutality forced him to review his ideas. Goya goes from being a follower of the Enlightenment, who believes in the capacity for regeneration, to a person whose experience leads to despair. According to Javier Portus, the chief curator for Spanish paintings at the Prado, this bleak vision was expressed in the black paintings executed as frescoes on the walls of La Quinta del Sordo, Goya's country house, and now occupying room 67 of the Prado. They were painted for himself, not the public or the court. They are peopled by nightmare figures, crones and paupers in rags, their mouths gaping cavities. It is as if dead souls returned to haunt the living, yet they are recognizable in the homeless people found in the streets of post-pandemic cities. There was despair, too, in a series of prints, The Disasters of War, not published until 1863, body parts strewn on trees, piles of corpses, people being clubbed to death. "I saw it," he wrote on two of the prints. He certainly visited the ruins of Zaragoza after the French siege, and he lived through the famine in Madrid in 1811-12, in which perhaps 20,000 died. Yet the power of his portrayal of war is not as a literal record, but that it cuts to the essence. It is war seen close up, never heroic. "Each age sees what it wants in Goya," Mr. Portus notes. That testifies to his genius in communicating ideas and images. He was of his time. Other Enlightenment artists shared his concerns. But he alone transcended that time to speak universal truths about the human condition so directly.